弟兄姐妹早晨大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
现在是早晨11点我们开始今天早晨的聚会。
It's 10 a.m. and we will begin this morning's meeting.
感谢主那我们召聚我们在他的面前。
We thank the Lord for gathering us once again before him.
我们还有这样子的机会我们能够一同聚集。
And we have yet another opportunity to gather.
在开始我们有一点简短的祷告。
Before we begin, let's have a simple word of prayer.
主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
因为我们知道你是爱我们的神
Because we know that you are God who loves us.
我们的好处不在你以外
There is no good besides thee.
你天天来看顾你自己的儿女
You watch over your children daily.
虽然在这个环境中
Even though in these conditions,
我们不能聚集在你的面前同声开口来赞美你
We cannot gather together before you and in unison lift up our praises.
但是主我们谢谢你你借着好弟兄姐妹在家
And we thank you Lord that through your brothers and sisters being at home
我们还是能够相交
We can still have fellowship.
主为这样子的恩典我们献上感谢
And for this blessing and grace we give you thanks.
我们把下面这段时间恭恭敬敬地仰望在你的手中
In reverence we commit this following time into your hand.
求主对我们每个人的心说话
May you speak to each one of our hearts.
不管是交沟通分享的翻译的或者是听的
Whether those sharing, fellowshipping, those interpreting, those listening
我们都在同一个灵里面 能够同受教
We may receive the same teachings in one spirit
我们把一切荣耀爱戴都归给你
We give all glory and adoration to you
我们将祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名
Pray this and thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ
Amen
那一开始我想我借着三处的经文跟弟兄姐妹有一段分享。
To start, I'd like to use three passages to share with brothers and sisters.
那第一段是在出埃及记第14章里面。
The first one is from Exodus chapter 14.
13跟14节。
Verses 13 and 14.
那我念完以后妹妹姐妹翻译。
After I read it in Chinese, Sister Mary will read it in English.
摩西对百姓说，不要惧怕，只管站住，看耶和华今天向你们所要施行的救恩，因为你们今天所看见的埃及人必永远不再看见了。耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
But Moses said to the people, Do not fear, stand by and see the salvation of the Lord.Which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent.
第二段经文是列王记下第六章。
The second passage will be from 2 Kings chapter 6.
第15节到第17节。
Verses 15 through 17.
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马兵军围困了城。仆人对神人说哀哉我主啊我们怎样行才好呢神人说不要惧怕与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多以利沙祷告说耶和华求你开这少年人的眼目使他能看见耶和华开他的眼目他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙
Now when the attendant of the man of God had risen early and gone out,Behold, an army with horses and chariots was circling the city. And his servant said to him, Alas, my master, what shall we do? So he answered, Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Then Elisha prayed and said, O Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
好，那最后一段经文是民数记第十四章。
The last passage will be from the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
第八跟第九。
Verses 8 and 9.
耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把那地赐给我们。那地原是牛奶与蜜之地。但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地的居民，因为他们是我们的食物，并且因必他们的已经离开他们。有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey. Their protection has been removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
Yeah, 在一月底的时候在读经中好像主把第出埃及记第十四章这一句话这段的经文放在我的里面。
At the end of January, through my Bible reading, the Lord placed Exodus chapter 14, these verses in my heart.
I think
at that time, the outbreak had just started. And there was the first case in the U.S. Until today is March
15th.
Through this one and a half months, things have changed quickly.
那好像主也借着这一段的经文也来勉励我，我愿意借着这段经文勉励弟兄姐妹们。
The Lord used these verses to exhort me and to encourage me, so I would like to use these verses to encourage brothers and sisters as well.
这阵子在寻求的过程中，后来把第二段、第三段的经文也放在我的负担里面。
And during this time of searching, seeking, the Lord also placed the other two passages in my heart.
我们知道在那这段经文的是以色列人刚刚出的埃及。
We know that in this passage in Exodus, the Israelites had just left Egypt.
来到了红海的岸边。
And they came to the edge of the Red Sea.
那时候埃及的追兵也刚好追赶过来。
And at that time, the Egyptian army had already pursued them.
那时的百姓非常的害怕。
And at that time, the people were afraid.
然后还甚至向摩西有埋怨。
And they even complained to Moses.
觉得他们宁愿在埃及也比在死在旷野中要好。
They thought that being in Egypt was better than dying in the wilderness.
在他们的里面，他们觉得这是一个非常危险、非常困难的环境中。
And for them, this was a very difficult and very dangerous time.
他们觉得没有出路。
And they thought they couldn't find a way out.
但是我们的神借着摩西对他们说的这句话，这些话。
But our God, through Moses, spoke these words to them.
他要他们不要惧怕，只管站住。
He told them, do not fear, stand by.
今天耶和华所做的功是超过他们所求所想。
And that the work that the Lord will do today is beyond what they can imagine and think.
好像我们在主里面，我们需要得着一个凭据，得着一个安息。
Before the Lord, we need to receive this assurance and this peace.
那我也想到我们现在在这个环境中。
When I think about us in this environment.
虽然这个病毒好像扩张得很快。
Even though it seems like the virus is spreading quickly.
不只是这个世人，他们里面惊慌。
Not only are people of this world anxious.
在我们这些属神的儿女里面，我们里面也有同样的恐惧。
But as children of God, we also have the same fear inside.
但是主那时候借着摩西对他们说的话。
But the words that God used Moses to speak to his people,
愿今天也说在我们的里面。
May they also be spoken to us inside.
那我们实在是知道我们这些属儿女的, 有神在做主。
So that as children of God, we would know that God is Lord over all things.
我们不需要, 里面有什么忧郁。
We don't need to have any fear or a worry in within.
我们只管站住，就像这个这边。 对，摩西对他们，对以色列人所说的一样。
All we need to do is stand, just as Moses said to the Israelites.
我们不要出声。
That we keep silent.
我们出声的时候，大部分都是像以色列人那时候，他们说话都是埋怨的话。
A lot of times when we speak, just like the Israelites, we complain.
那我们的心向着主。
May our hearts be turned towards the Lord.
我们看主在这个时代，在这个环境中，他的作为。
And when we would see His work in this time, in this age.
因为我们知道，当我们忧虑的时候，我们里面就失去主的平安。
Because we know that when we are worried, we lose the peace of the Lord inside.
其实我们在地上，从小到大，我们都常常活在忧虑里面。
And in fact, from a young age until we're grown, we always are constantly living in fear.
就像我的历史。
I like my example.
从小我们就是害怕考试成绩考不好。
Since I was young, I was afraid of getting a bad grade on my test.
然后上不了高中，上不了大学。
I wouldn't be able to attend high school or college.
然后即使去当兵。
And even when I went into the army.
那时候我们当兵所谓要抽签。
At that time, we had to There was a lottery.
We
were all scared of
At
that time, the Golden Horse award was like the Oscars in the U.S.
但是在我们当兵的人所谓用金马奖的意思就是说不要到金门不要到马祖。
But for us in the Army, when we say we don't want the Golden Horse Award, that means we don't want to go to the Golden,
island.
Let's go to the island.
Yeah, go to all, all. 所以那时候我们每个人就说我们希望不要抽到金马奖。
So at the time, we all hope not to get that, that lot.
结果我还是到了马祖。
And I was still, but I was still sent to
the island. 所以我们的恐惧常常也解决不了我们的问题。
So a lot of times, our fears cannot solve our problems.
然后到了再大一点，有的家庭哦，有的事业就怕啊，就有很多的这个忧虑。
And as we get older, we have a family, we have a career, and we have more concerns and worries.
哎呀，好像我们的忧虑从来没有停止过。
Seems as if our worries never end.
啊，到今天这个病毒这个事情，那啊，每个人更是忧虑。
And then today with the virus going around.Or even more worried.
啊，所以我们实在是知道，如果我们一直把眼睛放在这个世界的环境里面
，We know if we continue to place our vision on the environment of this world,
我们的忧虑不会停止。
Our worries will never cease.
啊，在诗，我们的诗歌本有一首诗歌。
Within our hymnary, we have a song, a hymn.
哎呀，494首。
Hymn 494.
哦，它的歌名叫做《哦，我魂可无恐》。
The title of this hymn is "It Is Well with My Soul."
那我想在今天的分享，我可能会提到一些诗歌。
I'll mention a few hymns throughout my sharing today.
因为我觉得很多的诗歌哈，特别在我们一些环境中可以来帮助我。
Because I feel like there are many hymns, especially in our situation now, can help us.
好，那我们实在是把我们的心再跟主再能够有更亲近。
And it may allow our hearts to draw closer and nearer to the Lord.
啊，在这诗歌里面说到。
In the same sense,
在第一节里面说到平安如水流这一路跟随我
In the first verse it says When peace like a river attendeth my way
忧虑如怒涛是横涌
When sorrows like a sea billows roll
任何的遭遇你已教导我能说
Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say
我的魂当安息无所恐
it is well with my soul
呀、yeah, ，如果我们的忧虑啊，哦、啊，随着世界、啊，我们就是像这个怒涛一样，一直的过来。
Our worries are like these sea billows; they continue to roll one by one.
但是我们这些属主的儿女，我们知道我们的主的平安是一路跟随着我。
But as children of God, we know that the peace of the Lord follows us all the day.
因为我们遭遇任何的事情。
So that whenever we encounter something,
主能够一直来教导我们
The Lord can continue to teach us.
说我的魂当安息无所恐
And say, it is well with my soul.
哦，愿今天在这个环境里面
May we today in this environment,
主亲自对每一个人说话
May the Lord speak to each and every one of us.
让我们不要活在一个恐惧的里面
So that we would not live in fear.
因为主的平安像水流一路跟随着我
Because the peace of the Lord is like a river that attendeth our way.
哦，在第二段这个经文里面说到哈、啊、以利沙的一个故事。
In the second passage that we read, it speaks about a story about Elisha.
哦，那时候亚兰王他带着大军围绕着那个城。
At that time, King
Asa.
Asa had surrounded the city with his army.
啊，所以以利沙的仆人非常的害怕。
So the servant of Elisha was in fear.
那以利沙就对耶和华祷告说。
So Elisha prayed to the Lord and said,
求主开这个少年人的眼目。
May you open his eyes.
使他能看见。
So that he may see.
耶和华就开了他的眼。
And the Lord opened the servant's eyes.
然后这个仆人就看到、啊、这个有满山的火车火山围绕着以利沙。
And he saw the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
我觉得、哦、我们今天需要求主开我们每一个人的眼。
I think that today we need to ask the Lord to open each one of our eyes.
要知道我们的主不管在任何的环境中，他都是我们的保护。
So that we would know, no matter what condition or environment we're in, the Lord is our protection.
就像保罗在他的书信里面说到。
Just as Paul said in his letters,
在我们里面的要比外面的都大。
The one who is within us is greater than those externally.
好，求主实在是让我们能够知道，好，让我们能够看见我们的主是做宝座，做宝座的主。
So may the Lord allow us to see that He is the Lord who sits upon the throne.
Yeah, 在啊，在大概在20年前左右。
About 20 years ago.
啊啊，出了一个的一种画啊，叫做一家公司现在叫做 Magic Eyes。魔术眼的一种画。
There was a company called Magic Eyes that they came out with these pictures.
Yeah, picture. 那基本上那个 picture 看起来，平常用我们的肉眼看，就是好像是一个很平常的一个图案。
And with our physical eyes, it seems outwardly it was just a normal picture.
哦，因为我家里面有一本，但是我临时没有找到，所以我没有办法带来。
I have one at home, but I wasn't able to find it, so I couldn't bring it today.
但是我在 internet 上找到了，大概如果能够看的话，大概是这样子。
But I found one of the pictures on the internet, and it looks like this.
Yeah, 我想弟兄姐妹可能在20年前、30年前可能开始这个图案开始传出来。
I think that so 20, 30 years ago, these images and pictures were circulating.
好，这个奇妙的是在这个。平面的图案里面叫那个 two dimension 就平面的图案里面。
And amazingly, in the two dimensional world,
在这里面暗藏的一个 3D 就是那个立体的形象在里面。
There's hidden a 3D image.
但是问题是，如果你用我们这样子平常的眼睛这样子看
，But the problem is if you look at it normally with your physical eyes,
你只是看到这个图案而已。
All you see is this picture.
你看不到别人跟你说这里面有马。有河有鱼或有什么字你都看不到。
So you won't be able to see the horse or the fish or the words that people say are hidden inside.
你要用另外一种眼光来看。
You need to use a different set of eyes.
当你知道了你用的那一种方式来看的时候你就发现哇里面有这么多的奇妙。
When you use a different way of looking at this picture, you can see the wonders inside.
今天我们属神的儿女
Today, as children of God,
如果我们仅仅只是用我们肉身的眼睛看这个环境，看听到这个消息啊，想到这些事情。
If we only use our carnal eyes to look at these events, to listen to these the news,
我们就一直被这个声音来搅扰。
We will constantly be bothered by this voice.
被这个环境的发生的所有的事情所干扰。
And be bothered by the things that continually happen.
求神给我们另一个眼目，另一个开我们的眼。
We ask the Lord to open up our eyes.
让我们能够看到我们的神。
So that we could see our God.
就像那个少年人一样。
Just as the servant.
当神开他的眼目的时候。
When God opened his eyes.
他看到神就在我们的当中。
He saw that God was in our midst.
我们的保护是在他的里面。
And our protection is in him.
这个我是觉得在诗歌里面有一首诗歌你是我的意象409首。
There's another hymn, hymn 409, Be Thou My Vision.
那里面说到他是我的意象其他都是皆虚幻。
And it says here that he is my vision.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord of my heart.
Yeah. 所以特别在第最后一节里面说到最后一句。
And in the last stanza of the last phrase.
这后半段，你是我心爱，无论何遭遇，有你在掌权，仍是我意象。
Part of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Yeah, 我们知道神在掌权。
We know that God is in control.
就像即使在今天这个环境里面，这个病毒是扩散的环境里面。
Even today, in this environment, in this situation where the virus is spreading.
当少年人对着以利沙说哀哉的时候。
When the servant cried out, danger is coming.
我们的心对着 人呼喊说我们在危险了，我们心中惧怕的时候。
When we cry out to others and say we are in danger, we are in fear.
我们求主开我们的眼。
May we ask the Lord to open our eyes.
让看到我们看到神从来没有离开过。
And to see that the Lord has never left us or forsaken us.
Yeah, 那最后一段经文讲到是在那个民数记里面说到。
And then the last one from Numbers.
说到以色列人当时派着十二个探子到那个迦南地。
It speaks of the 12 spies who were sent to the land of Canaan.
然后带回来消息。
And they brought back news.
十个探子都觉得他们不可能。
Ten of the spies felt that it was impossible for them.
只有约书亚跟加勒。
Only Joshua and Caleb.
他们这么说。
They said.
耶和华若喜悦我们，我们必将我他就必将我们领进那地。
If the Lord is pleased with us, then He will bring us into this land.
然后到最后第九节的最后一半段，说有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
And then the latter half of verse 9, and the Lord is with us, do not fear them.
我是觉得我们实在是知道，今天不管在什么样环境里面，耶和华我们的神与我们同在。
We truly feel that no matter what situation or environment we're in, the Lord is with us.
因为在主耶稣在约翰福音里面跟我们说到。
Because the Lord in the Gospel according to John says.
因为在他里面有平安。
Within him, in him is peace.
因为世上都有苦难。
Because there's sorrow and suffering in this world.
但是我们可以放心。
But we can be at ease.
因为主说他已经战胜了这个世界。
Because the Lord said he says he has already overcome the world.
所以只要主与我们同在的时候。
So as long as the Lord is with us.
我们心就能够安稳。
Our hearts can be at rest.
所以今天在这个环境里面。
So today in this environment.
求主实在是帮助我们知道。
May the Lord enable us to know.
主是与我们同在。
But the Lord is with us.
我们是住在主的里面。
And we abide in him.
上个礼拜孙弟兄交通到诗篇91篇里面说到第一句。
Last week, Brother Sun shared with us Psalm 91.
他说到住在至高者隐秘处的必住在全能者的荫下。
And he says, which says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
因为我们实在是能够经历这个事实。
May we truly experience this truth.
每个弟兄姐妹都知道我们是在全能者的保护底下。
And that every brother and sister would know that we are under the protection of the Almighty.
因为我们知道我们的神。
Because we know our God.
我们知道他是爱我们。
We know that he loves us.
他已经为我们舍身，为我们流血。
He's already given his life and shed his blood.
他把所有的好处都给了我。
And he's given us everything good.
所以我们知道我们是蒙爱的一群。
Therefore, we know that we are a beloved people.
在这一段时，在特别在这个时候。
Especially in this time.
因为我们也能够做行事为人都与我们所恩的所蒙的恩相似。
May we act and walk according to the calling in which we've been called.
因为我们真能够做一个讨神喜悦的恩。
So that we can be children of God who truly please the Lord.
我们把主的生命能够借着我们能够被彰显出来。
And through us may the spiritual life be manifested.
在诗歌364首里面讲到信而顺从。
In hymn 364 it talks about trusting and obey.
在第五节里面说到。
In stanza 5 it says.
在最后说到他要求我就许他差遣我就去不要怕。只要信而顺从。
What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey.
今天神把我们在把他的儿女放在地上。
Today the Lord has placed his children on this earth.
是要做盐做光。
To be salt and light.
做他的见证。
To be his testimony.
所以特别在这个环境里面。
Especially within this environment.
当世人都在惊恐的时候。
When the entire world is in fear and trembling.
愿我们能够显出一个不一样的生命。
May we manifest a different life.
这个生命不是从我们自己来的。
And this life does not come from ourselves.
这个生命是因着主在我们的里面。
This life is because the Lord is in us.
圣经跟我们讲，我们是不列在万邦万民之中的。
the Bible tells us that we are not like the rest of this world.
我们是属神的儿女。
We are children of God.
所以今天在这个环境里面,
so today in this environment,
因为我们能够信而顺从, 因为我们知道除此以外不能得主的喜爱。
May we trust and obey because we know that there is no other way to please God.
因为我们今天在这个环境里面, 我们能够彼此, 勉励。
So may we encourage, mutually encourage one another.
我有时候在看报道的时候, 看到这个地上的很多的官员, 这些政府说,
As I read the news, I see a lot of government officials saying,
说我们碰到今天碰到这个情形是他们从来没有经过的。
So that the situation that we're in today is something they have never experienced.
那有人说这个事件是一种叫什么 lifetime 一生中难得碰到一件的一个事件，一生。
Some people say this is something that happens once in a lifetime.
Yeah, 这个是很多人来讲，对他们来讲，他们的处理方式以前也没有经验，也不知道怎么处理是最正确。
And so for most people, they've never experienced it before. They don't know how to deal with it.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在耶稣亚记里面说到。
In Joshua, it says,
当以色列人准备过约旦河的时候,
When the Israelites were preparing to cross the River Jordan,
他向他们说,
He said to them,
说要让他们知道他们所行的道路,
to know by which way you shall go.
因为这个道路, 这条路是你们从来没有走过,
Because this way you have never passed before.
但是主他知道怎么走,
But the Lord knows how to walk.
所以今天我们在这个地上,
So today, while we're on earth,
当世人还在找要怎么解决问题的时候,
when people of this world are still looking for a solution to this problem,
我们属主的儿女, 我们应该回到神的面前,
as children of God, we should return to before God,
让主来带领我们走,
so that the Lord may lead us.
我这么说不是说我们什么事都不做,
I say this not to mean we shouldn't do anything.
在外面里面我们还是预备,
We still need to prepare inwardly, outwardly. Because we know that the Lord desires for us to be prepared.
So we need
to be prepared for the things to come.
但是我们里面不能有恐慌。
But we cannot have fear and trembling in our heart.
昨天晚上我姐姐从台湾打电话过来。
Last night, my sister, older sister, called from Taiwan.
她说我们华盛顿州是怎么样的?
She asked, how's Washington State?
因为她从那边得来的消息,觉得我们这边没有饭吃,没有东西可以买了,什么都是空的。
Because the news that she received was that we can't buy food anymore, that nothing is left on the shelves.
那我是跟她讲说,没有这么严重。
And I told her, it's not that serious.
所以你也可以知道,有时候我们的消息,我们的很多的资讯, 都不是在一个很准确的情形底下收到。
So you know, you can see that a lot of the news and information that we receive is not exactly accurate.
So 盼望我们回到主里。
So may we return to abide in the Lord.
让主来带领我们走这条路。
That the Lord would lead us on this way.
我们相信借着主的恩典，我们能够在主面前，我们彼此，我们激励，我们能够站住安息。
We believe that by the grace of God, we can mutually encourage one another and stand firm and be at rest.
也求主开我们的眼，看到主在保护我。
We also ask that the Lord would open up our eyes to see that He is protecting us.
也知道神要带领我们。 And
know that the Lord, God will lead us.
我们不要怕。Do
not fear.
我们做一个基督徒，为主来做见证。
As a Christian, be a testimony for the Lord.
我们常常说，一个危机也是一个转机。
A lot of times we say, one danger is a time for a crisis is also a turning point.
对世人来说,
for the people of this world,
我想这是主一个很大的怜悯。
This is a great mercy from the Lord.
让世人实在是看到人是何等的脆弱，何等的渺小，何等的无能。
So that we would see how weak, how small, how hopeless
我们都需要主。
man is. We all need the Lord.
愿在这个时候主的救恩能临到很多的地上的灵魂。
May the salvation of the Lord come to these lost souls.
对基督徒来说。
For Christians.
这是我们在主面前我们学习中心。
This is a time for us to practice being faithful before Him.
见证这个生命在我们里面是信实。
And may we testify that this life within us is, He is faithful.
我们也能够让世人看到我们实在是属于的我们的不同。
And allow the people of this world to see that we are different.
他们里面也会羡慕这样子的生命。
So that they would also admire this life within.
我们能够在信心中，我们一起为着主。的国为着主的名，我们来效力。
Together in faith, may we carry this out for the Lord, for His name.
好，我们早晨我的分享就到这里。
I will end my sharing here this morning.
Mm-hmm. 非常感谢主，佳慧弟兄给我们做了这些激励的交通。
We really thank the Lord, for the encouraging fellowship that our brother Chen gave.
我也是跟着弟兄的感觉，借着神的话语和弟兄姐妹们彼此有些激励。
With the same burden through the words of God, I'd like to continue to have some mutual encouragement.
我想和弟兄姐妹们一同来读一节经文。
I'd like to read one passage together with brothers and sisters.
是罗马书第八章二十八节。
It's from the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28.
我先来用中文读一遍，然后请 Mary 用英文来读一遍。
I'll read in Chinese first, and then Sister Mary will read in English.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按照他旨意被召的人。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose.
我觉得弟兄姐妹们这一段经文大家都非常熟悉。
I think all brothers and sisters are very familiar with this passage.
我相信很多的弟兄姐妹们都会背这段经文。
And I believe many brothers and sisters can memorize it.
盼望着圣灵今天早晨能够把我们最熟悉的话，借着他的恩典和生命，在我们里边再重新说一遍。
May the Lord once again speak to us through a verse that we're very familiar with, through His grace and through His words.
愿我们在神的话语当中能够彼此得着激励。
So that we can mutually be encouraged through His words.
保罗在讲到这段话的时候，他是在罗马书第八章第十八到三十节讲到一个非常重要的一个真理。
As Paul was speaking, from verse 10.
十八到三十。
Sorry, 18 through 30, he speaks of a truth.
那这个真理呢，就是说神给我们一个全备的救恩。
This truth is that the salvation of the Lord is perfect.
是主早在创立世界之前就在耶稣基督里拣选了我们。
And it is that before the creation of the world, He had already chosen us.
那并且借着主耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血，我们可以在他里边白白的称义。
And through the precious blood that Jesus shed on the cross, we can be justified.
今天我们在地上这段时间神所做的工作，就要叫我们效法他儿子的模样。
Today, the work that God is doing in us is to imitate His Son.
是在我们的生活的各样的经历当中，包括许多可能是苦难的经历，让我们来效法主耶稣基督的模样。
To imitate the Lord Jesus Christ through our experiences in this world, many times sorrowful or suffering.
使我们借着所有这些经历，我们的生命能够被改变。
And hopefully through these experiences, our life may be changed.
使我们能够更多的被磨成像主的形象。
To be more so molded into the image of the Lord.
所以这些最终我们已经被称义的人。
So those of us who have already been justified.
能够进入神的荣耀当中。
We can enter into the glory of God.
这是神一个完备的救恩。
This is a perfect and complete salvation of the Lord.
那今天我们是在这个过程当中。
Today we are still in this process.
在这个过程当中，罗马书第八章二十八节要成为我们每个人在地上的一个经历。
And during this process, Romans 8:28 should be an experience for each one of us.
我们要真实的认识我们的神，他是让万事可以互相效力的神。
to experience how God is a God who causes all things to work together.
并且真实的是为着爱他那些人得着益处。
For good to those who love God.
能够这些人是按照他的旨意被召的，能够走在他的路上。
And these are the people who have been called by him to walk in his way.
所以今天我们在这个特别的环境当中。
So today in these special circumstances.
盼望着这些话能够更成为我们里边一个真实的经历。
May these words become true reality and experience for us.
当这个整个世界都进入这个紧张慌乱的时代。
When the entire world is thrown into this chaos and fear.
愿神实在是做工。
May God work.
像我们弟兄刚才所交通的。
Just as our brother just shared.
开我们里边的眼睛。
Open up our inner eyes.
使我们能够看见我们的神他是仍然在我们的生命当中。在我们整个的世界在我们的环境当中工作的神。
So that we can see that our God is one who works in our lives, in this world, and throughout all our circumstances.
使这些经文更多的能够成为我们生活的经历。
So that this verse can be more so an experience in our daily lives.
那保罗一开始在28节的时候他讲到说我们晓得。
At the beginning of verse 28, Paul says, and we know.
这个晓得不仅仅是一个知道。
This knowing not only is an intellectual knowing,
而且是一个确信,
but it is an assurance.
是一个生活当中一个真实的一个经历。
It is a true experience in daily living.
是他自己里边一个在神面前一个坚强的一个信心。
It is a firm faith that he has in the Lord.
我相信神在我们的生活环境当中工作。
I trust that the Lord is working in our lives and in our environment.
就是要把这个也做成我们里边一个真实的一个信心。
So that he can cause this to become a true faith in us.
使我们能够确信。
So that we would be firm in our faith.
确信神是能够让万事相互效力的神。
To truly believe that God is one who causes all things to work together for good.
保罗有许多他的生活和服事当中有许多的经历。
Paul, in his service, he has many experiences.
有很多是艰难苦难的经历。
Many were trials and difficulties of suffering.
但是当他写下这句话的时候。
But when he wrote these words.
他相信我们的神是让万事相互效力的神。
He believed that God was one who causes all things to work together for good.
这个万事就是所有的事情。
All things means everything.
包括那些顺利的。
Including,
好的事情
good things,
也包括那些不顺利的坏的让我们觉得恐惧的事情
including adversity, the bad things, the things that cause fear in us.
我们的神是掌管一切的神
Our God is one who controls all things.
并且他不是一个被动的神
He is also not a passive God.
不是说有一个环境来了之后他只能是反应不是
It's not that a situation arises and all he does is respond.
我们知道我们的神的性情他是一个施恩祝福的神
We know the nature of our God, and He is one who grants loving kindness and blessings.
他不是一个降灾祸的神。
He's not a God who causes calamity.
但是他知道我们生活在一个罪的世界当中。
But He knows that we are living in a sinful world.
当我们生活在这个罪的世界当中的时候。
As we live in a sinful world.
这些苦难，这些灾难就是不可避免。
These suffering and calamities are things we cannot escape.
因为这是罪所带来一个必然的结果。
Because this is a result of sin.
但是我们的神仍然在这些灾难当中他是掌权。
And yet through these calamities, God is in control.
他是能够让所有的这些事情万事每一件事情能够互相效力。
He can cause all these things and everything to work together for good.
并且能够让他的子民能够在中间得到益处。
And allow his people amongst all these things to receive a benefit.
因为今天发生在我们周围这些所有的事情。
Because all these things that are happening around us.
当圣灵开启的时候我们知道都是在为永恒做一个准备的。
When the Holy Spirit reveals it to us, we can see that this is a preparation for eternity.
所以当我们能够把用这样的眼光来看这些事情的时候。
Therefore, if we're able to use this vision to see these things.
我们才能够被神的工作所建造。
Then we can be built up by the work of God.
并且这个工作呢是能够有永远价值。
And this work has eternal value.
并且当我们知道我们的神他是掌管一切的神。
And we know that our God is one who is in control of all things.
我们里边才能够有真正的安息。
Then we can have true rest inside.
像我们弟兄刚才所说的。
As our brother just shared.
当我们要看这个环境的时候
When we look at our surroundings and our environment,
我们永远也不会从环境当中找到安息
We will never find rest.
就是即便是最顺利的时候
Even when things are going well.
我们总是里面还有一个对未来的恐惧
We still have fear for what's to come.
所以我们需要改变我们的眼光
So we need to change our vision.
我们需要像保罗所看见的我们的神是掌管万事的神
To, as like Paul, to see that our God is in control of all things.
并且相信他能够让万事互相效力。
And trust that he can work to all things, cause all things to work together for good.
是为着他子民的益处。
For the good of his people.
那这些经文里边也告诉我们说什么样的人可以在神面前得到益处。
This verse also tells us what type of people before God can receive this good.
他说叫爱神的人得益处就是按照他旨意被召的人
It is for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose.
所以我们看见第一个条件就是这些人是爱神的人。
So we see the first condition, which is those who love God.
对于所有的弟兄姐妹们来讲
For all brothers and sisters,
主爱我们。
The Lord loves us.
他为我们流血舍命。
He gave his life and shed his precious blood for us.
他把我们从死亡和地狱当中拯救出来。
And he delivered us from sin and death.
当我们每当想到主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的工作
Every time we think of the work that the Lord Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross
想到父神为我们所做的牺牲
And think about the sacrifice that the Father gave
我们相信我们里边不能够不爱他
We trust that we cannot but love him
我们相信每位得救的蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹们
We believe that every saved brother and sister
我们里边都有一个爱神的心
We all have a heart that loves God
虽然我们不能说我们已经达到神要我们的标准
Even though we cannot say we've already attained to the status or that God desires
但是我们相信每个人里边我们都确切的有一个爱主的心
But we all believe that within us we have a heart that loves God
有的时候我们会情不自禁的在没有人的时候讲主啊我爱你
A lot of times when there's no one else around we can say Lord I love you
但是我们的问题并不是说我们里边没有一个爱主的心。
But our problem is it's not that we don't have a heart to love God.
乃是我们的问题是除了主之外在我们的生命当中还有许多其他的爱慕。
It's that aside from the Lord, we have many other loves.
那所以这些其他的爱慕都是在争夺我们里边向着主的爱的心。
All these other things are vying for the love of our heart for the Lord.
当然这些所有的其他的事情并不一定都是坏的事情。
But these other things may not exactly be bad.
但是今天我们生活在一个非常忙乱许多的事情霸占我们心的世界当中。
But today we live in a very busy world that with a lot of things that may take the place in our heart.
因此我们要学习调整我们的生活。
And so we need to learn to adjust our lives.
调整我们的思想。
To adjust our mindset.
Yeah, 像我们弟兄所讲，调整我们的眼光。
And as our brother mentioned, to adjust our vision.
调整我们的时间的安排。
To adjust the way we manage our time.
也就是说，调整我们在生命当中的优先次序。
And also to adjust the priorities in our lives.
我们要真实的心中有一个特别大的愿望，主啊，我爱你，我愿意让你能够坐在我心灵的宝座上。
May we have this deep desire in our hearts to say, Lord.I love you and I want you to sit upon the throne.
坐在我们生命的最高之处。
To sit in the highest place in our lives.
这个就是一个我们向着主爱的一个具体的一个表现。
This is a very concrete expression of our love to the Lord.
那这节经文的第二个部分保罗提到另外一般人是按照神旨意被召的人。
Paul also mentions that these are people who are called according to his purpose.
神选召了我们有一个更高的目的。
God has called us for a higher purpose.
那就是让我们在今天在这个地上这段有限的时间当中能够被磨成主耶稣基督的形象。
That is to enable us to be molded in this time while we have on earth, that we have on earth to be molded into the image of his son.
将来我们能够与他一同进入神的永远当中。
And so that in the future we can enter into eternity together with him.
应该也使我们能够进入他的荣耀当中。
And allow us to enter into his glory.
所以因此他让我们在这件事情上这样的人能够在他里边得着益处。
Therefore, for such people, we may receive this good.
就是爱他的，能够明白他心意的。
Those who love him, who understand his heart.
能够按照他的旨意在地上生活服侍的人。
Those who can live and serve according to his purpose on earth.
所以他要他的爱要向这样的人来显现。
He is to reveal and express his love to those, to these people.
所以盼望我们能够心中也有这样一个盼望。
Therefore, may we also have this desire in our hearts.
主已经救了我们。
The Lord has already saved us.
让我们今天在地上的时候能够愿意为着他的旨意而活。
And while we're on earth, may we be willing to live for his purpose, his will.
圣经告诉我们说要叫 这样的人得着益处。
And the Bible tells us that he will cause all things to work together for good of these people.
那这些益处是什么呢？
What are these good?
这些益处不仅仅是主在我们生活当中每天随时的帮助。
It's not only the help that we receive from the Lord in our daily lives.
乃是要借着这些可能有的时候是平凡的经历，有的时候是不平凡的经历，能够在我们里边建造一个存到永远的。
But also to establish and build something that is eternal, whether through ordinary things that happen or very uncommon things that happen.
建造一个能够存留到永远的东西。
He is to build up something that is eternal.
那我们知道我们最近这段时间全世界都在这个疫情当中混乱当中。
We know that the whole world is in is experiencing this pandemic.
那我们相信这件事情也是在这个万事当中的一件事情。
So we also believe that this is included in all things.
盼望着这件事情能够在我们里边能够产生一个主所要的他儿女当中所产生生命的果效。
And we hope that this event may bring about the result that the Lord desires in his people.
我觉得第一件事情就是要把我们带进来来亲近神。
I think the first thing is to bring us to draw near to God.
上主日孙弟兄用诗篇91篇来鼓励我们。
Last Sunday, Brother Sun used Psalm 91 to encourage us.
那讲到一个秘诀，就是住在至高者的隐秘处。
And he spoke of a secret, and that is to dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
这是基督徒蒙福的一个秘诀。
This is a secret to the blessing of a Christian.
所以这是一个非常，这是神要做成的一个益处。
This is one of the good that the Lord is doing.
让我们能够借着这所有这些环境，把我们带来来亲近神。
And so through these events and environments, may it lead us to draw near to God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们盼望着在这些天，我们虽然不能够聚集在一起。
So brothers and sisters, we hope that even in these times when we cannot gather together,
但愿我们每个人在主面前都有非常好的、美好的个人的在主面前的生活。
But may we still have wonderful personal lives before God.
我们来亲近神。
Let us draw near to God.
我们才能够从他得力量、得保护。
And in that way, we can receive strength. We can receive protection from Him.
我们才能够从苦难中能够看见他的益处。
And from suffering, we can see His good.
借着我们的读经祷告，我们才能够更多的明白他的心意。
Through our Bible study and through our prayers, we would understand His will.
诗篇119篇71节到72节告诉我。
In Psalm 119, verses 71 and 72, it tells us,
受苦与我们有益处，为要叫我们学习主的律例，他口中的言语要成为我们的益处，要成为我们的帮助，胜过千万的金人。
It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces.
所以每个环境临到我们的时候，
So whenever something happens,
盼望着能够把我们重新带回到神的同在当中。
May it once again lead us into the presence of the Lord.
那这些环境也要在我们里边建造一个信心。
These environments will also establish faith in us.
我们知道神已经赐给我们一个信心在里边。
We know that God has already placed faith in us.
但是神常常也借着这些环境来检验我们的信心。
But God also uses these environments to search out our faith.
我们的信心是需要经历这些环境来检验。
Our faith needs to be tested by these things.
当这些被检验过的信心才能够存留到永远。
Faith that has been tested can last eternally.
它就有一个永恒的价值。
And it will have eternal value.
我们今天在地上所有这些经历都会过去。
All these experiences we have on earth will one day pass.
但是这些经历是不是在我们里边建造了一个能够存留到永远的信心？
But have these experiences built up faith that is eternal?
这就是信主和不信主的人一个最大的区别。
This is one of the greatest differences between believing in God and not.
那些不信主的人在地上也是经历了这些苦难。
Those who do not believe in him have also experienced these sufferings.
但是呢，好像这些经历都是白白的受苦。
But it's as if the suffering was in vain.
只能是带来这些惊慌、惊恐不安。
It can only bring about fear and anxiety.
里边没有被信心没有被建造。
And their faith was not established or built up.
所以他的苦难是白白的受的。
Therefore, they suffered in vain.
但是作为神的儿女，我们不一样。
But as children of God, we are different.
我们可以把每一个经历带到神的面前。
We can bring every experience before the Lord.
这是我们一个非常好来到神面前的一个机会。
This is a wonderful opportunity to come before God.
把我们的自己、我们的同伴、家庭都带到神的面前。
Bring ourselves, our family, our companions before God.
相信神是掌管万事的神。
And trust that God is one who is in control of all things.
并且相信他要万事都互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
And to believe that he causes all things to work together for good to those who love him.
圣经告诉我们说，当我们的信心经过火的试炼之后，
The Bible tells us once our faith has been tried by fire.
要比金晶更宝贵。
It'll be more precious than gold.
所以盼望着神借着各样的经历，实在是把我们真实的带到他的面前。
So we ask God, may he through all these experiences really bring us before him.
使我们的祷告都不一样。
So that our prayers would be different.
使我们的信心在里边真实的被建立起来。
And our faith would truly be established and built.
那我们也可以在祷告的事情上更多的学习，经历神的信实。
In regards to prayer, may we also experience more of God's faith.
让我们在这个特别的环境当中，实在是弟兄姐妹们来同心来祷告。
God's faithfulness. And through these things, may we together pray in one heart.
神听我们的祷告。
For God hears our prayers.
祷告在神的眼中也是一个非常宝贵的一件事情。
Prayer is a very precious thing before God.
圣经告诉我们说，在勇士当中，神看基督徒的祷告好像清香的祭，像香一样献在神的宝座面前。
The Bible tells us that the prayers of the saints are as a sweet incense rising before his throne.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们在明处暗处的每一个祷告神都宝贵。
So our prayers in secret and in the open are precious before God.
所以在这个特别的时候，盼望着我们的祷告生活也被更新。
So we hope that in this time our prayer life may also be renewed.
我们非常感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
美国今天是一个全国的祷告日。
Today is a day of prayer in the US.
我们相信如果这个国家真实的借着祷告把这个国家放在神的手中。
We believe that if this country truly places itself through prayer in God's hands.
如果这个国家真实的来到神的面前悔改。
If this country truly repents before God.
神仍然可以伸出他大能的手来拯救。
God can extend his mighty hand and deliver.
神仍然可以借着这个国家做一个他大能的见证。
And God can use this country to be a great testimony for him.
所以我想这是我们每位弟兄姐妹们的责任。
So this is a responsibility of all brothers and sisters.
我们要起来祷告。
We need to rise up and pray.
为我们自己祷告。
To pray for ourselves.
为我们这个国家祷告。
Pray for our country.
当然为我们这个地区祷告，为全世界的人祷告。
Pray for our own locality and all the people of the world.
但是特别是把美国交在神的手中。
But especially to commit America into God's hands.
要看见一个在神面前悔改的国家。
To see a country who has repented before God.
任何一个国家、一个民族、一个家庭、个人，当他来到神面前悔改的时候。
Any country, people, family, or individual when they repent before God.
要看见神的大能的工作。
They will see the great work of God.
我们的神他的膀臂并没有缩短。
The arms of God have not shortened.
他也不打盹也不睡觉。
He does not sleep, he does not slumber.
当世人当他的子民起来祷告的时候。
and when his people rise up in prayer.
当人在他面前真实悔改的时候，
when people truly repent before him,
他的工作仍然是要显明 在我们的当中。
His work will be shown amongst us.
像从历史历代以来，神的工作一直没有间断一样。
Throughout history, his work has never been severed.
所以今天我们所有的弟兄姐妹们，我们应该起来祷告。
So today, as brothers and sisters, we ought to rise up and pray.
让神在美国再做一个非常明亮的见证。
May God use the U.S. as a very bright testimony.
让世人都看见，如果一个民族来依靠他，来在他面前悔改，他的能力是何等的浩大。
So that the world may see if a people are willing to come and repent before him, his work and his power is great.
使我们在这个艰难的环境当中。
While we are in this difficult situation,
每位弟兄姐妹们，我们能够起来来跟随神。
May all brothers and sisters rise up and follow the Lord, follow God.
我们的信心被提升。
And our faith be lifted.
我们一同在他面前得着建造。
And together before him, may we be encouraged and be built up.
使圣经这句话能够应验在我们的生活当中。
May we be able to utilize these things in our daily lives.
神是让万事互相效力的神。
For God is one who causes all things to work together.
是叫爱神的人得益处。
For good to those who love God.
愿神的名得着称赞。
May the name of our God be exalted.
我们再一同一起祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主，我们是何等的感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly want to thank and praise you.
虽然在这个艰难的时候，
Even in these difficult times,
你能够让弟兄姐妹们借着网络也能够一同聚集在一起。
You've enabled brothers and sisters together online, to be online, to worship you.
我们一同来到你的面前祷告。
We come before you in prayer.
我们一同悔改在你的面前。
Together we repent before you.
求你的血来洁净我们。
May your blood cleanse us.
求你的血来洁净这个城市。
May your blood cleanse the city.
求你来用你的血来洁净这个国家。
May your blood cleanse this country.
当美国要把今天作为一个祷告日的时候，
When, as we take this day as a day of prayer,
愿所有的属于你的子民，
May all those who are yours
都能够一同起来祷告，
Rise up and pray,
向你悔改，
And repent.
我们要看见你奇妙的工作，
We want to see your wonderful work.
要看见你大能的手仍然在掌管这个世界，
To see that your mighty hand continues to be in control of this world.
在洪水泛滥的时候，我们的神仍然坐着为王。
During the flood and calamities, our Lord, our God is still king.
让我们学习藏身在你的里面。
May we learn to abide in you.
能够从你那边得力量，得安慰。
And receive strength and receive comfort from you.
求你祝福弟兄姐妹们。
May you bless brothers and sisters.
特别是在这个时候，让我们能够常常来亲近你。
Especially in this time, may we draw near to you often.
在每个环境当中，你在我们的身上工作。
And may you work in us through every environment.
使我们能够得着那个存到永恒的益处。
That we would receive good that is eternal.
我们把荣耀赞美都来归给你。
We give all glory and praise to you.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天的信息就停在这里。
Brothers and sisters, our message meeting will be concluded here.
请弟兄姐妹们出来为着我们周围的环境祷告，为着各个家庭祷告。
We ask brothers and sisters, not only to pray for our situation, pray for one another.
也继续在祷告中纪念我们亲爱的林环弟兄。
But also remember our dear brother, Juan Lin in prayer.
我们感谢主，他的手术成功，他正在恢复当中。
We thank the Lord, he underwent a successful operation, he is in recovery.
教会的报告事项都登在我们教会的网页上。
All the prayer requests for the church is listed on the website.
所以请弟兄姐妹们可以常常到我们教会的网站上去看我们各个聚会的通知和祷告的事项。
So we ask brothers and sisters to visit the site often for any updates and prayer requests regarding the church or meetings.
我们教会的网页就是我们教会的名称 Seattle Christian Assembly, 就可以从那里可以查到。
Our the website is the name of the church, Seattle Christian Assembly.
我们现在的聚会都改在线上，让弟兄姐妹们如果还没有进入的，能够有更多的弟兄姐妹们能够进入线上的读经、祷告和主日的聚会。
All our meetings are held virtually online, so we hope brothers and sisters, more brothers and sisters can join these meetings.
我们今天的聚会就停在这里，愿神祝福弟兄姐妹们。
We'll end our meeting here today. May the Lord bless all brothers and sisters.
Thank you.